It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening wherever you might be. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we've had a busy show. We've had a busy day. We're having a busy evening. Right now, this minute, this second. Well, we got a summer league game in between the Lakers and the Mavs. We got Bronny James. We got Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg has had a big dunk. Bronny James has had a step back three. People pay $3,000 to sit in the front row. And we'll talk more about this game in a while. Bronny James, 7 points in 8 minutes. Good for him. Anyway, we got, speaking of people, they got paid. They're already good NBA players. Everybody on the Oklahoma City Thunder getting paid. Jalen Williams is the latest guy to get a gigantic contract. Giannis, he has a gigantic contract. We just don't know if he's going to finish that deal in Milwaukee. We have no idea. Amanda Asimova moves on to the U.S. Excuse me, U.S. I'm already trying to get us to Labor Day. We still got Wimbledon. She's going to the Wimbledon final as a woman, an American woman. Thank you. Hope she wins. We found out the other home run derby participants. Jazz Chisholm is on his way to the home run derby here in Atlanta next week. Thank you to Keith Smith for joining us from Spot Track. Talk about all this crazy movement going on. Hey, we found out that you could Airbnb Michael Jordan's old Chicago house if you have six figures in 7 days to stay, okay? We talked about Angel Reese and RG3 out here beefing. RG3, I think he just needs to shut up. He's like, don't be racist to Angel Reese. But by the way, I still know that she hates Caitlin Clark. What a guy. Anyway, of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll do that at the end of the show, as we always do. And then this is going to be pretty fun. You know, I've been talking about the Club World Cup, the FIFA Club World Cup. I went and saw Paris Saint-Germain here on Saturday. We're going to have a chat with one student from Morgan State University in Baltimore. Because some of the students at Morgan State, they took a class to learn how to, follow and cover games. And so as a result, I'm like, you know what, let's go ahead and talk to one of the students. We got Julia from Morgan State University. She's going to come through. She's been to like 5 of FIFA Club World Cup matches. And I just want to get her perspective because soccer is growing here. Football is growing here in the United States of America. And I want to learn more about what she did, what she learned, what's going on, who she thinks is going to win. Botcher, I know you're getting into the game. Are you going to take some time to watch on Sunday?
On what time? What time Sunday is the question?
3 p.m. Eastern time is the finale. Okay.
Okay, who's playing? Because I, like 5 years ago, I gave a small part of my heart to Tottenham, and I don't know if I want to follow that still.
Tottenham is not here. Okay. Okay, it's not here. The final is between Chelsea and PSG. So because Tottenham is not here, because you're no Hotspur, you're not going to watch.
No, I'm going to watch. I think I'm going to go. I think for PSG then, right? Because they're in a different league than Tottenham.
Yeah, Ligue 1. Yeah, they're French league. That's English Premier League. Tottenham is.
And is Mbappe still on PSG? Did he move teams?
Mbappe is on Real Madrid. He got beef with PSG right now.
Okay, because he left there.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at you. Look at you know some stuff. How about that?
But who's the star player now?
There's quite a few guys. I would say, listen to me, Dembele is probably the best player. Look out for Dembele.
I've heard that name. The few times I did play FIFA.
I saw him play. He was here on, he scored a goal yesterday as they wiped out Real Madrid 4-0. And then this past Saturday, he also, here in Atlanta, he scored a goal. He came on late, I don't know, maybe in the 80th minute or so, and he came on. People were loving it. They were cheering, and then he scored a goal. Everybody was happy. It's fun. Watch, it should be a good one. I'm going to... Hey, if you're going to put some money down, Botcher, root for PSG, okay?
I don't know. I don't like betting like that on things. Okay. I really have no idea what's going on.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, sometimes those are the best bets. No, no, right? Yes, no. So maybe so.
Sometimes.
Impossible. Anyway, hey, if you want to make a bet on Jalen Williams. Because this guy today, he got paid. Listen to this from CBS Sports HQ.
We've got some breaking news out of the NBA where Jalen Williams and the Thunder have agreed to a 5-year rookie max extension, which can reach a maximum value of $287 million. That is according to ESPN. So the deal will reach its max value if Williams is named to an All-NBA or defensive team, wins MVP, or wins Defensive Player of the Year. Williams was named to his first All-NBA team last season and, of course, helped lead the Thunder to their first title since moving to OKC. He averaged a career-high 21.5 points, 5 boards, and 5 assists per game. The Thunder have now committed $822 million to their core three over the past week and a half, and that includes, of course, the MVP, SGA, Chet Holmgren, and now Jalen Williams.
Yeah, committed. Commitment. Yeah, they've committed $822 million to all three of those guys. I hope Chet Holmgren holds up. Botcher, you think Chet Holmgren will gain 5 more pounds in his career?
I hope so. I don't know if that man, every year, healthy, not healthy. Right.
And I'm not saying he does, of course he eats. I'm sure he's downing thousands and thousands of calories a day. How much food do you think he eats? He eats all day, probably, right?
He's got to have at least 4,000 calories a day. Just how tall he is and probably how much he weighs.
And he just burns it. He probably has more than that. He just burns all of it.
He's like 7'1", 7'2"?
Yeah, I think he's about 7'1", 7'2". I don't think he's 7'2". I think about 7'7", 7'1".
Yeah, so he's always moving too. So yeah, he needs to eat a lot.
And let me tell you about this. This is gonna sound crazy. Big dudes, tall dudes, they sweat, man. Like just being that big, being that huge. Like, your heart has to work so damn much. Listen to me. I'm not a doctor. But your heart is working so much. When I worked at NBA TV, shout outs to Brendan Haywood and Shaq and all of those guys. They'd be in the green room, and I'd be in there right there with them. And it's just like, damn, why the AC so high all the time or so low? Like, you would step onto set to work. These guys would have, I'd be freezing, and they'd have fans with them because they would be sweating just by sitting. And it's just like, well, you're 7'1", and you're 7'1", and you're 7'1", and you're 7". And they all just sitting around sweating like pigs just by being alive, Botcher. I'm like, damn, I get it. You know, you think somebody, the body's working overtime just by being alive, okay?
Well, that makes more sense now. But then they have to counter that by eating so much, and it's absurd.
No. I'm talking about the older guys. The mole guys. You think, he's running up and down a basketball court half the year if he's healthy. I don't think Chet Holmgren sits down and just starts sweating. Shaq, on the other hand, Shaq sits down and he starts to perspire unless he's in an ice box. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, I could see that. Now that you bring it up, a lot of people who are tall are kind of sweaty.
Okay.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
There's a correlation.
Between being tall and sweaty? Yeah, because you're big. I don't know. Your body got to work overtime. Like a big person sitting down is like me running on the treadmill. Is that equal? No, well, not.
Probably not.
Okay.
I get the point.
The cardio, they have just by being alive. Cooper Flagg has 10 points. He's 5 of 15 from the field with 3 rebounds and assist. 1 assist. So he's doing a damn thing, I guess. Not shooting great, though. 5 of 15. Bronny James tried to defend him, and the referee called a foul. But these are like, I don't even want to say G League refs, but they are. We don't know where these referees are coming from. You don't know where they're going either. They might get fired after this. Speaking of someone, we don't know where the hell they're going. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I don't know how much longer he's going to stay in Milwaukee. It might be a year. Who knows? And we had a great chat earlier in the show with Keith Smith from Spot Track. And I said, what's the deal with Giannis? And he's like, well, Giannis, it appears that Giannis doesn't want to pull the trigger. He doesn't want to be the guy that said, I wanted to leave. I wanted to go. And so he's waiting until Bachi, you know about this? You ever been in a relationship or seen one where it's just like you don't want to be the one to break up? You want the other person to do it?
Well, I've seen that before. I've never been in one, but I've seen that.
Yeah. It's like, let me be a jerk here. And so this person breaks up. And so I don't have to be the one to break up. So I don't got to be the bad guy. So it happens. That's what I feel like what's going on between Giannis and the Bucks. And naturally, they want to give it a crack. The Bucks don't want this guy to go anywhere. And I think that he doesn't want to go anywhere. But I think they both know this relationship is not going anywhere. Giannis was having a chat with the guy, I Show Speed, the streamer guy. I don't know what he does besides run and do exercises. He was having a chat with Giannis, and they were talking about destinations. It was like New York, and Giannis is like, well, they asked me to go to the Knicks, and I Show Speed is like, oh, the taxes are bad there. Just listen to this.
L.A., the tax is bad. New York, tax is bad.
Yeah.
Hell no.
A lot of people tried to convince me to go and play there and stuff.
Oh, no.
No.
So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. We'll see. Probably. I love Milwaukee.
Probably. We'll see. Anybody that says probably will see about any relationship isn't a crap relationship. You cannot probably will see anything when it comes to being with anybody, a basketball team, a girlfriend, a wife, a significant, whatever the heck it is. You like that person? You want to be with them? Are you going to stay together? Probably will see. No. That's not going to elicit a lot of confidence from anybody. And so apparently they've been getting a lot of calls. When I say they, the Bucks, Brian Windhorst says that Giannis's probably will see has made some of the other people around the corner come a knocking. Listen.
We'll see is the basis of why a bunch of teams are considering holding their assets to try to make a trade for Giannis sometime in the foreseeable future. We'll see is enough in the NBA. That's the value of a superstar player is so high, and the impact that one franchise-changing player can make is so great that a player simply saying we'll see, whether it's on a stream or it's behind the scenes at a party or to another player on a court, we'll see has gotten teams to tear up future plans and to plan years in advance and to hoard cap space and picks. I've seen it happen. So while on one hand, it's not Giannis saying he wants to do anything but be in Milwaukee, it does explain why teams are keeping a very close eye on this situation. And I would say that Giannis provided no clarity on his future with those remarks. And no clarity is what's been driving the speculation around Giannis.
Yeah. A ticking time bomb may be a little too strong, but that situation, the clock is ticking. And I compared this to like when not quite. I don't think Giannis would do this because I don't think he's as obsessed as much with his public perception as Russell Wilson. But remember when Russell Wilson was trying to leave Seattle and he had his agent basically, you know, start putting out statements about, you know, where he's looking to go. But, you know, so he could basically. He could blame the agent and he can kind of wipe his hands of it because he never wanted to come out and say, I wanted to leave. He had his agent go out there and do the dirty work because Russell Wilson could never be looked upon as the guy who wants to quit. He could never be the guy who wants to leave. Somebody else has to do it.
He just wanted to cook. That's all he wanted to do.
Oh, boy. He wanted to throw the Pete Carroll wouldn't let him cook.
Yep. And that was probably the main storyline that pushed him out of there. He wouldn't fit in the offense. He wasn't cooking anymore. And then the agent stuff comes out. And then the next thing you know, he's in Denver.
Yeah, you see, well, we see how he's been cooking the past couple of years, right?
He wasn't so bad last year.
Do you want his cooking? He started to stink. He started off hot, and then he started to stink. He can't move the way he used to.
No, but it wasn't as bad as the Denver years, though.
Oh, no. Well, no. Well, I mean, I'm not comparing them. There's nothing bad. We can. You got Sean Payton on speed dial?
No.
Yeah, okay. I think we know. How do you think Sean Payton feels about him? You think he sucks, right?
100%.
Yeah, okay. Well, just making sure. Yeah, I think we know that. I think we know that. I think Mike Tomlin, does Mike Tomlin think he sucks?
Yes. Well, okay, yeah. He's better than Justin Fields. You know that.
They're both in New York right now, ironically. One plays for the New York Giants, one plays for the New York Jets.
Yeah, so yeah, you got to say one got benched for the other.
Do you think, who do you think is going to have a better season?
This year, I think Fields, because he actually can just have no pressure with someone behind him. Yeah. He's just going to play.
Okay, then we agree. I think so, too. I don't know if Russell Wilson going to last this season?
No, not at all.
Was he going to pull a hamstring? Not a hamstring. What do you do? Like his calf? He's going to pull a calf?
His calf might hurt, or you just keep losing until they'll put Jameson, and then they'll put Jackson Dart in.
Oh, my God. You think we'll see Jackson Dart start this year for the Giants?
Yeah, late in the year.
He'll get a game. It'll be December, and everybody will be up in arms, and then we'll have an entire eight-month controversy until the next season as to who should be the New York Giants starting quarterback. We'll have Giant fans screaming for Jackson Dart. Even if he throws four touchdowns and five interceptions, he'll have one good game. People are like, oh, my God, he's the future. We need to put him out there. Meanwhile, Tommy DeVito, when are they going to cut him? Can they cut him? Are they allowed to cut him? Or is he like a national treasure for New Jersey?
They could hire him as a mascot. You know,
isn't that what he already does?
Yeah, he's a part-time player. At this point, but he could be a mascot. Like, he goes around with chicken cutlets and throws them in the crowd.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. What, from his mom, from mom's house? His mom's going to make them?
Yeah, put them in like a, you get like a woven basket and have chicken cutlets in there and toss them to the crowd when they're losing by 30.
Okay. All right. Well, it's July. I give him until he's going to get cut on final cut day, huh? They're going to put him on a practice squad. No. There's an NFL. Is there another NFL team that would put him on their squad?
As the backup or the third string?
Oh, damn. No, he can't be nobody's backup. He'll be a third string quarterback on another team.
Yeah, but that basically means you're on the practice squad, right?
But would he accept being on the practice squad just to stay at home in New Jersey?
Yes, I think he would.
This poor guy was charging for autographs at a local pizzeria, and now he's about to be in a practice squad. I'd ask him, well, he didn't end up charging. I think it came out, and he's just like, I'm going to sign for free. I'd give him his autograph back. No, not good?
It's kind of memorable at this point.
Okay.
He came in, won a couple games, ruined the Giants' odds of getting a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels.
Who did you meet? I was going to say Danny DeVito. I met, what's his name? Tommy DeVito? Oh, I met Tommy DeVito. You met Danny? No, Tommy. Who's that? Oh, anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got the Los Angeles Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks playing out here. For people that are real interested, Bronny James has 8 points on 2 of 4 shooting. Cooper Flagg has 10 points on 5 of 15. Los Angeles Lakers are leading the Mavericks 51-50 in the NBA Summer League. Yeah, this is the match. I'm not watching one after this, sorry. And the Summer League for me is over. I watched the highlights. We'll take a break when we come back. Let's talk about some of the highlights from the FIFA Club World Cup. We're going to have a chat with Julia, one of the students from Morgan State University in Baltimore, who's been able to go out and see the world from a different perspective, from the media's perspective. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I know we got Bronny James and Cooper Flagg going on. I know we got tennis going on. But on Sunday, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, we're going to have the finale for the FIFA Club World Cup. We're going to see PSG go out there and take on Chelsea. But right now, I want to talk about a school that I've worked with for a few years out in Baltimore. Shout outs to everybody listening up in Baltimore. I've been working with Morgan State University on a few things, and their students have been able to learn a few things in order to go out and cover the tournament. I was able to connect them with some folks, shout outs to JT, so they could go out there and get a full-on experience covering soccer, which we know is the world's most popular sport. Right now, I'm being joined by one of the students from Morgan State University, Julia Fossa. Julia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am terrific. Thank you so much for joining us. So,
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Explain to everybody the program that you were in this past semester.
Yes. So it's a collaboration with the School of Global Journalism and Communication and Black Soccer Lab. So we worked on a show called Goalkeepers, and we basically just followed around and told untold stories about the FIFA Club World Cup, and also the USA team was going through their Gold Cup tournament. And we really just went to the games, told stories about Black players, kept up with game stats, and just different stories here and there that we wanted to tell.
Awesome. Now, with the FIFA Club World Cup, it's been going on for a month now. You went to a few matches, you went to a bunch of matches. What were you up to?
We went to 5 different matches. We did stay kind of on the East Coast, but we went to Miami, MetLife, we went to Philly. So we've been to a couple matches.
And Julia Fossa is here with us from Morgan State University. And so what are you studying in school right now?
So right now I'm a junior multimedia journalism major, and I think I'm going to add on a history minor this semester, but multimedia journalism is what I'm all about.
Okay, great. Yeah, learn to tack on some history. If you don't learn your history, you don't know where the heck you're going. But outside of that, you were able to get out to so many of these soccer matches. You saw some of the best teams, some of the best players in the world. I saw PSG here in Atlanta this past Saturday. Dembele was out there, had a goal. I know you saw him yesterday, and he scored another goal in that yes. beatdown that they gave. What have you learned from this hands-on experience going out and covering, being credentialed, these matches?
For once, being in the room tells you so much. And also looking around in the room and seeing who's also in the room with you also speaks a lot. But not only that, you know, I didn't really grow up being a soccer fan. My family's Cameroonian and my brother's obsessed. So I kind of was soccer fan adjacent, but this summer definitely reignited that spirit in my heart to, you know, keep up with soccer, because I only really keep up with soccer during the World Cup. But this Club World Cup, I was tuned in. I'll be tuned in again next year.
Absolutely. Well, the next time they swing it around, we're going to have the FIFA World Cup. From a journalism perspective, you went to the class, you attended the matches. What did you pick up from the storytelling perspective?
For one, I picked up how to just find stories on the fly. Most of the time we're there, we're just looking around, and it's like, okay, come back with a story the next time we meet after the game. Also, I learned not only storytelling, the camera work, the business side of things, but the storytelling thing, I am definitely going to bring that on with me as I continue through my college journey, because just hearing from different experts and trying to find a story that's soccer related but not necessarily about the game, like, that's a skill and that's a talent, and I do appreciate that.
Okay, I can dig it. We got Julia Fossa here with us from Morgan State University, has been out to 5 different FIFA Club World Cup matches as we boil down to the finale on Sunday. I saw PSG, you saw PSG in person. Who are you going with to go out there and pick up the victory? Are you going with Chelsea or Paris Saint-Germain?
You know, after PSG beat up my team, Real Madrid, the way they tore them up on that field, you can only go with them. It's like, I did see the Chelsea game too, and they did play well, but PSG, they're on a whole nother level right now. They're on a high, they're on a winning streak, so I'm going PSG.
Okay.
That sounds like a good bet to go out there and make. Well, Julia, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and tell us about your experience covering the FIFA Club World Cup. It goes down Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, the finale, East Rutherford, New Jersey, at MetLife Stadium. Julia, good luck to you and all of your endeavors. Time flies, so enjoy it. Keep on learning, never stop, okay?
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course, of course. Shout outs to Julia for coming through. Shout outs to Morgan State University. Bacha, that's two people you heard who told you should probably go for PSG. You still gonna hold off on this one?
All I'm hearing is that it's plus money for Chelsea.
Oh, crap.
That's all I'm
Okay.
hearing.
All right. You Googled this? Where did you learn?
No, I'm just saying two people are favoriting PSG, which means it's probably the better odds. The money line's probably shifted towards a smart bet being on Chelsea.
Okay. All right. Night botcher. Well, we'll see what happens on Sunday, and we can talk about it on Monday, okay?
Yep. I'm looking up the odds right now. I gotta go to Google, though. I don't have betting apps.
Okay. Ah, well, you be super connected to your phone. You said you could never live without your phone. Is that what you said?
Yeah, but not gambling. I'm not a degenerate gambler.
You said that you could never go outside without your cell phone. You'd never do it.
Yeah, no, but I don't have like DraftKings on speed dial.
Yeah, I'm not talking about DraftKings. I'm talking about your phone in a general sense. Marco Belletti, we had a conversation earlier on in the show, and I asked Botcher if he could go outside for a few hours without his phone. And he said, yes. He says, I just listen to music and I put the phone on do not disturb. And I said, no, that's not going outside without your phone. I said, could you leave your phone in your house and go outside and function? And I don't think he could do it.
I got to be fair. I'm not surprised, especially by his age, but it's sad. It's just flat out sad.
What if I got a Walkman? Would that work?
Oh, you want to get where are you going to find a Walkman?
So now you want to go into the time warp and go back to 1987?
Just to prove a point, yes.
If you want a Walkman, I could find you one in my storage, okay?
Okay.
What do you want to listen to? What cassette do you want to listen to?
I have some cassettes in the basement.
Okay. My
dad collects them, so I got some.
Oh, your dad collects? Okay. All right.
He has.
Okay. He plays it on his Walkman, Walkman?
I don't think he's listened to any of those since I've been born. So that's a something.
It is really no reason. It's pretty cumbersome.
I was actually annoyed when one of my cars got totaled and I had like a garbage bag full of cassettes, but it was the last car that had a cassette player. And what the hell was I going to do with these? So I threw them out. I was like, it's almost like you had to go through. How many times did you have to redo like your music collection? Now it just sucks. It spent so much money.
Yeah. Well, now everything is, it's crazy. Now everything is at a tap of a button, right? You just listen to whatever. You don't need a CD. This sounds crazy. It sounds great. This is why maybe Mark, remember you had a fanny pack or a bag to carry all this stuff around in?
No, I never did the fanny pack.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I stayed away from that. I got to be fair. Not to sound too cool, but even then I was kind of like, what are you wearing?
The Rock had a fanny pack. I had one. I had a fanny pack.
Yeah, no. A lot of people had them. I know, very popular.
Dude, I had the leather one, and you put the Walkman in the front.
Yeah, no.
They're back in style.
Yeah, no.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who's wearing a fanny pack?
I own one. There's a couple giveaways that go around, and then there's some people that need to wear them to carry, I don't know, wallet, keys.
Talking about a satchel?
No, not like a man purse. You know what I mean? It's like a fanny pack. One you wear at like amusement parks to carry your glasses. Yeah, stuff like that.
No, I don't go to I am. I'm retired from amusement parks. I'm done. Not for me. Not doing that.
No, sounds like
I'll be the guy with 700 things in his pockets before I bust out the fanny pack. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, but see, this sounds bad. You had to have money, like physical money. There was none of this tap to pay. So you needed a Walkman. You need your ID. You need your money, the credit cards. You need some change. I don't know. Maybe you needed a knife in there or something like that. Like, you put these things in your fanny pack.
Again, with the pocket knife. We're Davy Crockett. We're going to go kill game with our wits and the pocket knife that we have. And all this stuff went in my pockets. My jeans probably weighed 43 pounds with change, with money, with all. Everything went in my pockets. It didn't matter. I was not going to wear the fanny pack. I had a mental block. Could not wear the fanny pack.
There's nothing worse than going into a pocket and, you know, just like hurting yourself, like getting cut by something in your pocket. It's dangerous.
Keys and change and all that. Apparently pocket nights for you because you're killing game everywhere you went. Yeah, but for me, I'm doing that before I'm doing the fanny pack.
Well, when you get pulled over, the police never want to go in your pockets because it's dangerous.
Nah, it doesn't stop them. They check. They check.
Hi, Marco.
Yeah, no, they check. Yeah.
They have their ways.
They weren't shy.
Shout out to all the officers listening all across North America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, it's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, we all love tingles. Everybody loves a good tingle in your spine. Hey, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't know who half these damn guys are. Well, I don't know who three quarters of them are. But we got a good game at least between Dallas and the Lakers. 72-70, Dallas leads. Last I looked, Cooper Flagg will probably, people will be making fun of him. I think he has like 10, 12 points, but he's having a poor shooting night. Last I looked, it was like 5 of 18. Hard to get up-to-date stats on Summer League. They really don't exist. Bronny James has about 10 points to himself. So, and we'll see what happens. It'll be overreaction city, regardless of what happens right when this match ends. But this is the end of this show, okay? You know what happens at the end of the show? We send tingles up your spine with things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is July 10th, 2025. But if we go back to July 10th, 1999, Team USA, they won the Women's World Cup over China, and they did it in sudden death. USA won 5-4 in penalty kicks. You might remember Brandi Chastain. She kicked in the game winner, and she took off her top. Her sports bra was out. It was 1999, so people were like, oh, my God, it's crazy. This is what she had to say about that celebration on The Overlap.
I think a long way, and not intentionally so, to be honest with you. It was very organic, authentic, in the moment. You've won many championships, so you know that your emotions, you're not quite sure how you will respond. What I love about that moment is that it resonates differently with different people. And so every time I hear someone say, I watched that game or I was at that game, I stop and I say, please tell me all the things, the why, who, where, why, you know, what were you doing? Where were you in your life? What did it mean to you? That's fascinating to me that 25 years later, I'm still having those conversations.
Well, it was a big deal back then. People were like, oh, my God, what did she do? How dare she? Nowadays, you just walk down the block and it's just like, where are your clothes at? Anyway, July 10th. 2011, the United States advances to the semifinals. This is one of the craziest matches we've ever seen in the Women's World Cup. USA beat Brazil 5-3 on penalty kicks. After a 2-2 tie, Abby Wambach, she scored a goal to tie it in the 122nd minute. Yeah, they played forever. And goalkeeper Hope Solo, well, she stopped the Brazilians again. I want you to listen to this. Abby Wambach tying it up, courtesy of FIFA.
Lloyd's got to get this pass off to Rapinoe, and everybody's got a bomb forward now. Rapinoe gets a crossing. It's towards Wambach. Oh, can you believe this? Abby Wambach has saved the USA's life in this World Cup.
Man, we need some announcers that sound like they from Texas, okay? We need some announcers that sound like they from Louisiana. That's what we need. July 10th, 2016, Andy Murray. He won his second Wimbledon title. Andy Murray talks about his display of emotion compared to when he won the other time in 2013.
I don't know. I mean, I feel a lot different these days to how I did a few years ago. I'm kind of, you know, I put so much pressure on myself before, so much stress to try and win this event. And, you know, I was obviously extremely emotional at the end of both matches, but, you know, I feel like I'm going to enjoy this one a lot more. It means a lot. It's been a few years now since I won a slam, and I've had a few tough losses and in that period. And, yeah, I'm just really, really happy to have won one again.
In 2016, he beat Milos Raonic. He beat him in three sets. How about this? Oh, this seems like yesterday, because he never plays. July 10th, 2019. Damn. He didn't waste time. He's like, I won a championship, and I'm leaving. Kawhi Leonard, he signed his three-year contract, $103 million, with the Los Angeles Clippers. Kawhi Leonard, always so excited about everything. He's so excitable. Why did you choose the Clippers, Kawhi?
With Doc being a championship head coach, you know, that's something that I wanted. Experienced coach, and the front office is, you know, very transparent with me. You know, they want to win. I want to win again, and just it's an opportunity for us to just build our own. You know what I mean? To make history. They haven't been to a finals. They haven't won a finals. So, you know, that was something big and exciting for me to, you know, make my decision.
Doc Rivers was one of the first reasons. They fired Doc Rivers in September the next year, okay? They're like, man, you blew a 3-1 lead against the Denver Nuggets. They fired him, okay? That's what happens when you're Doc Rivers. You're fired, you blow 3-1 leads. How about this? July 10th, 2022. Damn, this guy always wins. Novak Djokovic, he won his fourth straight Wimbledon title. His seventh Wimbledon singles title. He bit, oh, this guy, the guy from Australia who never shuts up. Hey, what, Bacha, how do you, Nick Kyrgios? Kyrgios, right?
Kyrgios.
Yo, he's a jerk. That's another internet jerk. Anyway, listen to Novak Djokovic win it all. Fourth straight Wimbledon.
I lost words for what this tournament and what this trophy means to me, to my team, to my family. I've said this, you know, many times. It's always has been and will be the most special tournament in my heart, the one that motivated me, inspired me to start playing tennis in a small little mountain resort in Serbia where my parents used to run the restaurant. I was 4.5, 5 years old, and I saw Pete Sampras win his first Wimbledon in 92, and I asked my dad and mom to buy me a racket, and my first image of tennis was grass and Wimbledon, and I always dreamed of coming here, just playing in this court, and then, of course, realizing the childhood dream and winning this trophy, and I, you know, every single time it gets more and more meaningful and special, and so I'm very blessed and very thankful to be standing here with the trophy.
This guy has a chance and an opportunity to win Wimbledon again. Like, are you kidding? Like, what are we doing? He again on Friday, he takes on Jannik Sinner with a chance to go to the Wimbledon final. Like, retire already, bro. Go away. Please, Federer gone, Nadal gone. You go beat it, scram. There you have it. A few things that took place this day in sports history. Bacher, did the segment succeed in sending tingles up that guy's spine?
Hopefully. Yeah. There wasn't many play-by-play besides Wambach, but...
So he didn't get enough tingles? We need more play-by-play for tingles?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Brandi Chastain, that was a big deal. That was a big deal. If Trinity Rodman, who was in the news recently, she's the first soccer player that came to mind. If she scored a World Cup winning goal and she ripped off her shirt to her sports bra, would there be uproar about it?
No, they'd be like, oh, she's just copying what happened in the past.
Oh, they'd say she's copying it. It wouldn't be authentic. Okay.
No.
This is sort of like when Jason Tatum won the title last year and he just said every phrase imaginable.
Yeah, and then he took the picture like Kobe and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was such a big... Well, 1999, damn, it was 26 years... Damn, it's 26 years ago. Damn, I remember. That is one of the most iconic sports images in, I would say, U.S. sports history. That you know what image I'm talking about, right? The photo, you've seen a video on the photo, right?
Yeah, I watched it today. You've seen it in the past, too.
Yeah, it's iconic. There we go. I'm not going to put it up there with that Muhammad Ali photo. We've had some great photos in sports. You got a lot. Michael Jordan in the air, pumping his fist. Yeah, there's a lot. Anyway, we basically come to the end of the show. Botcher is going to be Cooper Flag. He's going to be a bum and a bust in like 5 minutes, huh?
Unless he hits a game winner.
Oh, if he hits a game winner, everything goes away?
Yep. He's the next greatest thing.
He might do so. I mean, we are entering into overreaction city, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, folks, thank you so much for tuning into the show. If you missed a minute or a second of it, make sure you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We want to give a big old thank you to our guest earlier in the show, Keith Smith from Spot Track, covers all the contracts in sports. He came on by to talk to us about everything that we've seen so far in NBA free agency. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you miss me in the meantime, I'm real easy to find. You can get a hold of me at JR Sport Brief. Now let's see if an NBA player decides to leave or sign a contract. And hopefully we don't have an NFL player who burns his face with fireworks like Najee Harris. But we really don't know what happened. Hey, Botcher, thank you for a great day. I don't think you'll be out tomorrow. Listen, people, please be safe, be well, be smooth, be amazing. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxi cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings. For next level laundry.